recording.
Okay, thank you, Sonia. Appreciate that. Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday, October 21st, Orange County Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council SB 823 Subcommittee meeting. My name is Steve Sentman. I'm the chair of the subcommittee. This time we will take a roll call to verify who's there. So Steve Sentman here. For the District Attorney Kim Doyle, we have Heidi Durrell.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure to appear on behalf of Kimberly Doyle for the District Attorney's Office.
Heidi, appreciate that. Laura Jose. Judge Motueke.
Good afternoon, everybody. Present.
Thank you. Raymond Sanchez.
Hello, everybody. Raymond Sanchez, Project Keisha.
Thank you. Don Smith.
Don Smith is present, representing Healthcare Agency. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Heather Benjamin.
Present.
Thank you. Lynn Garrett.
Present.
Thank you. Steve Kim.
Present.
Thank you. Nasli Restrepo.
Aye.
Thank present. You. Aye. Here. We see you. Thank you. And Ken Santini.
Present.
Okay. Thank you all. Appreciate that. Okay, moving to our agenda items. Item number two, and also I believe we do have on the line County Council or County Council available if there's any clarification needed related to Brown Act virtual meetings. But item number two, Brown Act virtual meeting findings pursuant to Government Code 54953E3. I'm going to get these glasses checked here. Recommended actions because the governor has changed the as we can do the virtual meetings, we do have to make findings at this meeting so that we can continue virtually at this time. So our goal at the committee is to review and consider the circumstances of the state of emergency and one, find that the SB 823 subcommittee has reconsidered the state of emergency and the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person, or state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. So at this time, for us to continue forward with this meeting, we do need to make findings. And I would look at this time from the committee to make a motion on what I had just stated, and we can go from there. And if there's clarification, I can get County Council on the phone too.
I'm sorry, Chief Sentman, may I ask, are we moving to have a find, to we're moving a finding, or we're moving that we would continue to meet virtually?
We would move with the finding, Don. Thank you for that clarification, that the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability for members to meet safely in person, or state and local officials continue to oppose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. For us to continue this virtual meeting, we have to make those findings. So I would be looking for a motion. I tell you what, I will make that motion. If I can get a second.
If I could unmute myself fast enough, I would have made the motion. But yes, I second the motion.
Thank you, Heather.
That we continue to impose our recommended measures to promote social distancing.
Okay, thank you, Heather. I appreciate that. So we have a first and a second. We will need to do a roll call vote. So, are you ready there, Sonia?
I'm sorry, which finding are you making, or are you doing both?
The finding would be the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of members to meet safely in person, so that we would continue this meeting virtually.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, again, we have a motion by myself and the chair, as well as the second from Heather Benjamin. So this time we will take a roll call vote. Sonia, if you're ready.
Yes.
Thank you. So for myself, I vote aye or yes. Heidi Durrell?
Yes.
Thank you. Laura Jose? I'm not present. Judge Motueke?
Sorry, just to be clear, you're asking us to vote on the first part of the alternate. Correct?
Yes.
All right. So, yes, I vote yes.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate that. Raymond Sanchez?
Yes.
Thank you. Don Smith?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Benjamin?
Yes.
Thank you. Lynn Garrett?
Yes.
Thank you. Steve Kim?
Yes.
Thank you. Nasli Restrepo?
Yes.
Thank you. And Ken Santini?
Yes.
Yes. All right. That's good. So for item number two, Sonia, do we have any public comments?
If there are any members of the public that would like to speak on item number two, please click on the raise hand icon or press star 9 at this time. No, there is none.
Thank you, Sonia. Appreciate that. We'll move on to item number three, discussion of service and programs provided by members, member entities. Are there any comments from the committee related to any services or programs at this time? Okay, hearing none, Sonia, can you see if there's any public comments, please?
Yes, if there's any member of the general public that would like to speak on under general comments, please raise, click on the raise hand icon or press star 9. No, there isn't.
Thank you. Okay, record, for the record, also, Sonia, can I show that Laura Jose is here? Laura Jose, can you just check in, please, for me, and then we can verify you are here.
I'm here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate that. Okay, item number four, discussion of subcommittee member group reports. Is there anybody from the subcommittee that would like to have any group report outs? Okay, hearing none, Sonia, can you ask for any public comments, please?
Yes, are there any public comments from the general public that would like to speak? Please press the raise hand icon or press star 9. No, there isn't.
Okay, thank you, Sonia. On to item number 5 for the subcommittee, discussion and approval of the updated draft Orange County Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council, also known as OCJJCC, SB 823 subcommittee draft plan. This is continued from 9-16, item number 4, and continuing 10-7 from item number 4. At this time, I'm going to have Assistant Chief Brian Pareto come on for me, please. And to address item number 5, please, Brian.
Good afternoon, Chief. Thank you. And item number 5, as the subcommittee sees, is just the combination of both of the plans that were submitted, a continuation from last agenda item. And so I am available to address any questions concerning the plan. Also, Chief Deputy Probation Officer Daniel Hernandez is on the line also that can provide any specificity to the plan or how it came to be presented to you all this afternoon.
Brian, does that mean we can we go through, can I just run through really quick a couple of edits? Or absolutely. How do you want to handle that?
Sure, absolutely, Your Honor. Okay. We can either, again, it's up to the chair and the subcommittee, if my understanding, and again, my condolences for not being in attendance last meeting, but if, as before, if you wanted to go page by page, I know we wanted to make sure that Heather, for sure, Heather's name was spelled correctly. So
that was the first one I had. The first edit I had was on page 4 with respect to Heather's name. And I don't have that many, so if the subcommittee wouldn't mind just bearing with me for a second. On page 8, paragraph 2 under programs and services, did we mean to say youth committed the very last sentence of the full second paragraph under programs and services on page 8 of the draft that's dated 10-8? Did we mean to say youth committed to the Secure Track Youth Program or Secure Track Youth Facility? Or I know it's not a facility, but do we want to call it a program? What do we, is that the, it seems odd to me in the context of the body of the report that we're all of a sudden using program.
Sure, because this was a combination or, you know, better word, an amalgamation of two different plans, I think, unfortunately, in certain areas, facility and program were inadvertently used interchangeably, but of course, it's whatever is palatable.
Might I suggest youth committed as secure track youth?
Okay.
And then that way we don't have to deem it a facility or program necessarily, because I think we'd all intended this to be those youth who are committed to the secure youth treatment facility, right? That they would be housed with everybody else, but given enhanced services. So I think we meant this to be the population that are technically committed to SYTF. It's just that there's not really technically a facility in Orange County that we envision right now. So I suggest youth committed as secure track youth.
Okay, and do you see that on there, Daniel? Okay, thank you. All right, Judge, so page 8.
Yes, and then moving forward to page, I didn't see, Daniel, the section that you wanted to include about the Orange County, the probation department's incentives and the use of, like, incentives like gift cards or I think, I don't want to say monetary, but, you know, the incentives you talked about that we took out of, it wasn't really in the incentives piece anymore. We took it and we were going to move it into, I thought, maybe like the section E. When you're talking about grant, section E on page 14, the last full paragraph before section F, it talks about grant funding will be used to provide appropriate training to probation. Maybe you can add, or we can add something that you had in there previously about the incentive programs that probation currently uses.
Yeah, that's correct. I thought it was mentioned somewhere else. Maybe as we're talking, I'll look again.
Okay.
It's not mentioned yet. Yeah.
Right.
We'll keep looking as the discussion continues.
Okay, because I tried to find that piece in here, and I know you wanted it, and I think we all agreed that it should be in here somewhere, so I would like to have it in here. And then on facility plan, that same page, page 14, in facility plan, that section, after the parentheses, there needs to be a new paragraph to start with the County of Orange through its probation department.
Daniel, you got that there? Okay, thank you.
And then that was it with respect to my quick review.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you, Judge. I appreciate that. So going over that again, is there anything from the rest of the committee? And then I will have Daniel come back to us and identify those two replacements. And then move on to the next step with that. So Daniel, can you real quick just go over just the two or the items that the judge just brought up, please?
Yes, and I apologize. I swear I changed Heather's name in that first somewhere in mixing the different drafts, we got lost.
I am just glad to be here. I appreciate all of you.
Yes.
All
right. You are now an official agenda item. yes, so that one will be corrected again. Then on page 4, the reference to secured track youth program, the word program will be eliminated. The wording will be now be committed to, I'm sorry, I have this one. Okay. Yeah, page 8. Youth committed as secure track youth will be provided with enhanced frequency of services compared to youth in target population. So that sentence will be corrected. The new paragraph will begin under the facility plan, first paragraph after the introductory parentheses. So on page 15 was the reference that where incentive-based intervention is referenced, and so I didn't know if we wanted to, we're discussing the inclusion of incentives in the plan in general, of course, and how that gets operationalized, down the road, but I think that's why I did make a separate section or add it in another place in the report, because we've already mentioned that.
Sorry, Daniel, I actually should have realized that because I did draft that part, so sorry.
Okay, so we're good, Judge, on that correction?
Yeah, I just want to make sure the incentives piece was in there.
Understood. Okay, and then take me back to page 14 again, Daniel, please, so I can just make a note here where you're going to...
Yes, so page 14 of the facility plan, the first italicized section that's in parentheses. At the very end of that, the last one is characteristics, if I have that correct. After the parentheses, we'll start a new paragraph with the County of Orange.
Okay, and then we have the correction on the program services also on page 7. Was that page 7, Daniel?
Page 8.
I'm sorry, page 8. Okay, thank you. Okay, from the committee, other than, thank you, Judge Marueke, what's been brought up with a couple of minor changes, or is there anything else from the committee? Not minor, I shouldn't say. Getting rid of the A in Heather is primary. The other two things were secondary.
Chief Sentman, I did have one other change. On page 4, under my name and title, it says Administrative Manager 2. It should either say Division Manager or Administrative Manager 3.
Which one would you prefer, Ms. Smith?
I think Division Manager seems a little clearer. Thank you.
Got it. Okay.
Chief Sentman, I have some additional comments as well.
Yes, go ahead, please, honey.
Thank you. With respect to page 5, the target population, going through to the additional target population, first I wanted to thank Daniel and the probation department for filling in the statistics for us. We do appreciate that. I have some questions, though. The concern I have, or the question I have, really, is the number 90 was added the last paragraph as the number of youths that were 14 years of age older with the 707B offenses. I'm assuming that 51 individuals that were identified last time are part of that 90. Is that correct? I see Brian nodding his head.
They were two different data pools. So the 51, so it could, okay. So the 51 included the youth development course youth. So those could, you know, include a combination of those in custody and out of custody. This print 90 comes from a snapshot on 10/13 of all the in custody youth. So that's the 163 total in-custody youth that were in all three facilities on that date. And the reason why it went from lower numbers, like we saw 51 in the past, I don't know if we discussed publicly here, but there was also discussion of something like 37 youth who were in custody for 707 offenses in the past. The reason why the number grew to 90 this time is because the definition was they're under supervision for a 707 offense, regardless of their current offense. Okay, because that would be, they would also be in the eligible target population. So these previous numbers, which included the 51 and possibly even the 37, if we discussed that in the past, those were due to whose current offense was a 707 offense, or they were in YDC, in the Youth Development Court program. So we kind of have looked at some different populations in the past. So this one appears to be the most comprehensive. However, this was the in-custody snapshot, so that's where maybe some of the YDC kids who are out of custody might not have been included in this one. So the definition was these are currently in custody.
Okay, and that makes sense. I guess then the concern I have with the statistics that are reported, specifically if we go over to page 6 where it talks about the criminogenic makeup, the percentages here are from the last report when it was just 51. We are now at 90 now, and I believe that those percentages need to be changed. I would imagine if we're taking from 90 people versus 51, the percentages would be different than they were the last time.
Heidi, it was a great point, and this was one of the challenges that we had had when putting the plans together, as you can imagine, because as Daniel had mentioned, the most comprehensive or most contemporary numbers now took into account individuals moving forward into October, where when the original draft was presented to the subcommittee for discussion and review, it stopped at a hard date of June. So, and as Daniel had mentioned, those youth that were now captured in the most recent overview included those that were in custody. Now, they didn't necessarily mean that they were in custody for a 707B related type related offense. They could have been in custody simply for a technical violation, but wardship or any action following wardship could have included a 707B related offense. But the 51 were very specific to an identified group of individuals. So it depends on the appetite of the group. We can either do one of two things. We can leave the text as is, but make a footnote and indicate that the percentage in terms of the criminogenic description of the group would only include the 51 at the time that a snapshot was taken in the early part of this year, June of 2021. That way the percentages and the snapshot align. That's option one. Or option two is you just take out that criminogenic snapshot and risk to recidivate, because the plan and the description of the eligible youth continues to still flow. And either way, we can at least illustrate, as Daniel had mentioned, a very comprehensive and contemporary list of the population, or at least the eligible youth, that we're trying to target with our plan. So it's really up to the appetite of the group itself.
Yeah, so they are dealing with two different populations. You know, this table, we really only had a 1 week turnaround to get this posted in time for last week, and so we can discuss, you know, provide whatever we can for the public posting. To do the demographic and risk analysis of the 90 now, instead of the 51, would this be a new analysis? There are two different now. But likely a very similar population. The 51 will like to see you, and then this are youth does 90, are youth that are in custody for 77.
And I guess my point is that I believe the code requires us to report the demographics, so we need a consistent demographic reporting. So the makeup, the criminogenic makeup, has to have the broadest definition of those eligible for the secured youth track. So I think that, in my opinion, that it needs to be the broader category, the second option maybe.
So if I may, then one of the options would be we would remove at least the risk to recidivate factors that were highlighted and simply leave the leave the data that's attached to the more contemporaneous information that Daniel had provided. So we can remove the percentage of those 51 that were at the highest risk to recidivate and what have you. And it doesn't take away from the generalized makeup of the group that we're referring to. I hope that makes sense.
So what you're saying, Brian, if I understand just that last sentence in that paragraph says consequently 88% of the group were identified as high risk to recidivate, would you just pull that and that would keep the percentages correct?
You would in essence take you could take the basically the whole section after target population. In fact, if you wanted to, you could just delete that entire paragraph that's immediately after the graph itself. Because now you're talking about the demographic data, because that specific demographic data is specifically attached to the 51 that we're referring to.
I think it's an all or nothing approach. I mean, if we're going to, like Heidi is saying, if we want to have the correct snapshot of the 90 youth, I think what I'm hearing from Daniel and your team is that that's going to take a little bit of time to compile, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's an all or nothing approach. Either we footnote it and we at least have a snapshot of 51, Heidi, or we take out the paragraph and we have nothing with respect to this specific data. I guess that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and I would look at this point is putting a note at the bottom, because I still think it gives us a very good snapshot of 51. I don't know that the additional are going to change those percentages that much at this point, but at least it keeps it true to what we're trying to report, Judge, to your point, and to your point, Heidi, is we put just a footnote at the bottom that the criminogenic percentage that's, I'll give Daniel, my sentence writer, Daniel there.
Yeah, we could say it refers to the snapshot from June 18th or whenever that was.
I agree with that as well, because on page 5 you did highlight that as of June 2021 there were 51 individuals, and then the next paragraph, presently there are. So you've established that you have two data sets.
Also maybe just position the table after the paragraph so it's a separate population. It doesn't look like it's the same.
I agree with that. I think that the footnote is a great idea. Daniel, my suggestion is in the footnote, when you're talking about that snapshot, can we specifically say it reflects those youth in YDC?
Okay.
The only problem I have with that, Heidi, is that do we ever say that the 51 are from YDC earlier?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so I can give the actual definition that research used for those 51 and call it that. You know, I'm saying it's the YDC kid because, yeah, I don't think we mentioned that anymore.
Or refer to them as the adjudicated wards under the jurisdiction of the juvenile court as of June 2021.
Yeah, because I think that then relates us back to the June 2021 data pool that you have in the paragraph before.
And I do like the idea of putting that chart in front of, above the presently there are 90, because now we're moving on. I mean, we're talking about the 51 individuals from June 2021. We've identified the demographics of those, and then we're saying presently.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good placement for it.
Okay. Maybe the presently at the end of all those things.
But then you've got the graph that reflects all 90 and doesn't have the first 51. If you had 51 in its own column,
remove the demographics that are currently at the end of this section before the paragraph that starts with present, so that the section ends with presently and has the table.
I like that, because I thought that the demographic data that's pulled is to the 51 that's mentioned in the paragraph before.
Yeah, so it does seem like the table is inserted in the middle of the paragraph, but it should be at the end of the paragraph.
Right, because then we're moving on to the present day snapshot.
Yeah, okay.
We are just verifying, just for the group, if you hear that beeping sound, that we may have a fire alarm going off in our building. So, Daniel, please go ahead and state what you just did with the, and we might have to push pause here, so I'm just trying to get this verified. Sorry.
Yeah, so just to reiterate, on page 5, there's a paragraph related to the 51 individuals. I'm going to move the demographic data from the bottom of page 6 to the end of the paragraph that ends with subdivision C1. And then this section would then end with, presently, there are 90 youth, et cetera, and then the table of the 10, 13, 21 snapshot.
Then, Daniel, you're moving the paragraph that follows on page 6 within this cohort. You're moving the two paragraphs, right, to above the table? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, all references to the 51 would go right after. We'll go on page 5.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a footnote.
I hate to do this. We do have
right. Adding the comment and add a footnote, right, about the name.
For the record, I cannot make this up. We have, myself, Daniel, Brian, do need to evacuate our building. So, Sonia, real quick, can we just push pause?
Yes.
I'm not really sure. Okay. So, everybody, we're going to take hopefully just like a 15-minute break. That'll work, okay? I apologize for that. We'll regroup. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.